en Sleepy Eyed. Dat is alweer de nieuwe, de vijfde en alweer zeer intrigerende cd van Buffalo Tom. Ondertussen zitten Bill en Chris in deze studio. Tom is er even niet bij, wegens zwanger en ondertussen bevallen. Van wat eigenlijk? Ik zou het niet zo goed weten. So hello guys, welcome to the studio, welcome to Amsterdam. Nobody pregnant for the rest?
Now, we can't necessarily give out that information.
How's Tom doing?
Tom is a new father of a bouncing baby girl named Marley.
That's very
Drinks
nice.
Drinks up the Tom.
Hey! Bruce!
Okay, Bill, you're traveling through Europe for a couple of weeks to promote this new album of yours, Sleepy Eyed. And I know Bill always gets bored of talking about himself. But don't you anymore?
No, now I'm very interested. No, it's, yeah. 3 days into it, it's very boring.
Okay, Sleepy Eyed, the new one is called. It's a very rough one. It's heavier than that Big Red Letter Day. Did you guys want to make some more noise again or what?
Yeah. It's hard to say it's necessarily a reaction against, you know, because to me all of our records are very similar, so. But in a sense, you know, when Tom was having his baby, that was a practical side to staying at home and sort of recording really fast. But as we started recording that way, we liked those sounds. You know, we figured, oh, this is good. We relied more on our intuition and, you know, in a real sense, yeah, we didn't need the extra time and we just went direct and...
Mm-hmm. You went to New York to record it?
Yeah. Well, we went to Dreamland Studios, which is in Woodstock, which is where we recorded Let Me Come Over. Uh-huh. And it's an old church. It's very a somber place, way out in the woods. Mm-hmm. Creepy and good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you went to New York and not to L.A. where you recorded Big Red Letter Day? Mm. Why was that?
Well, we're not really kind of, you know, L.A. kind of people, really. It's a really...
What is L.A. kind of people?
That's a good question, actually. I don't know. It's just not our kind of place to live, you know. It's we're more Easterners by, you know, Northeasterners specifically by nature, which it's, I don't know, I guess, you know, it's if anything, it's sort of closer to European sensibilities than mm-hmm. L.A. is. L.A. is very sort of... mall culture, very spread out, drive everywhere, you don't walk anywhere, and it's a real kind of, it's beautiful, sunny every day, but that gets to be kind of a drag after a while, and we, you know, after 6 weeks of living in L.A., I don't think we were really eager to get back, and we love the Rob Brothers who produced the record, but it just, you know, it's just not our kind of place, so we went up into the woods, which I guess is more our kind of place, in Woodstock, New York, and...
Yeah. Wow, okay. This album, again, definitely has this live sound, which was also present on Big Red Letter Day. Why?
Well, I think more so than even Big Red Letter Day, as you said, it's. I think we're very much a live band, and that's sort of what we do the best.
More and more.
Yeah, actually, as we tour more, I think we just get a little better at playing live, and we're not as good as just making sort of studio albums, like in the sense of some bands are sort of studio bands, you know.
Yeah, but for Big Red Letter Day, you spent 6 weeks in the studio?
Yeah, like 6 weeks, which is a long time for us, which is not a long time for a lot of rock bands nowadays. But for this one, we said, well, it was too much time, let's just leave it at 3 weeks.
And what about the overdubs on this album?
Well, we overdub some things, but, for example, the vocals, like half the tracks are live vocals. We didn't use headphones. We played all in a room. We didn't separate out the amps. Yeah. And, you know, it's more of sort of an old-fashioned way to make a record.
Yeah. Bill, we just heard this therapy track, Happy People Don't Have Stories. What's your opinion on this statement? Do happy people have stories?
I don't know any happy people, so it's hard for me to say.
What are your stories, then?
Well, I think you have like 14 of them on our record here. Uh-huh. 14 of our
What's
stories.
What's the most interesting one?
Jeez, I don't know, Chris. You must have a good answer for that.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Coburn.
No, it's really interesting, just eavesdropping.
Mm-hmm. All right. Listening to your records, I've always had the impression that you were fascinated. We talked about that just a couple of days ago, about the fact that communication between people fails.
Yeah, at times. Yeah, I mean, that's sort of what we read about when it does fail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of these songs have to sort of deal with that kind of subject matter, I guess, in the way that a lot of certain. Other people sort of deal with this kind of thing, like authors and filmmakers. It sort of goes along those lines, yeah.
Yeah, you recently said the more records we sell, the more isolated I feel. Is that true?
No, I think the more records we make, the more not the more records we sell. Although,
could be possible.
Although it could be true too. I think as we meet more people that come to our shows, the more and more people that are sort of buying our records, the more different we feel from what our audience is, you know.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Bill and Chris. You can play now. Buffalo Tom, die gaan een aantal nummers spelen. We beginnen met 3 nummers. Je hoort ook nog een aantal nummers na 11 uur. Ze beginnen met Sunday Night. Je hoort Summer en ook Kitchen Door. Guys, it's all yours. Buffalo Tom live bij Villa 65. Akoestisch.
We didn't know we were on already, so... Well, this first song is a song off of our new record called Sunday Night. And I have to play harmonica on it, and I've never really used one of these Bob Dylan harmonica holders, so... You'll have to excuse me. Knocking over everything. Here from the intro. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. Thanks very much. We're going to try a couple more new ones. This is a song off of our new record, too. It's a record called Sleepy Eyed. This is a song called Summer. I'm teaching Chris how to play this one. He's a bass player, and here he is playing guitar. Look at him. This next one's called Kitchen Door.
I scratched my finger on the door in front of you. You scratched your finger at the girl outside. And that's a bigger responsibility when all my children
an endless bore. I'm the number on your kitchen door. Well, I'm the gifted son who cannot score. I'm the number on your kitchen door. Oh, please remember just to keep the score. I scratched my finger on the door in front of you. Please remember that'll always care. And that the harbor that you can sail to when all your ocean is a mindless bore. I'm the number on your kitchen door. I'm the gifted son who cannot score. I'm the number on your kitchen door. Please remember just to keep the score.
Zometeen, dat betekent rond 11:30, meer van Buffalo Tommy Hoy, de Sunday Night, Summer en ook Kitchen Door. En op 10 juli komt de nieuwe cd uit van Buffalo Tom. Sleepy Eyed zal hij heten. De single wordt Summer en komt er binnenkort aan. En Bill en Chris zitten vanavond ook in de studio en zullen er nog 3 nummers spelen. En ik vroeg er toch nog eentje te doen uit Let Me Come Over. En dat wordt Velvet Roof. Dit is Buffalo Tom.
Thank you. That's a song we don't do acoustic. We never done an acoustic, I think, so please excuse this again, too. As sharp as a razor blade.
no problem. Hey man, what's the matter with? Hey man, what's the matter with you? Hey man, what's the matter with? Hey man, what's the matter with you? Hey man, what's the
Steelsman. It's another song off of our record, Sleepy Eyed, soon to come out.
It's for battered wives everywhere.
Well, I clobbered you with hands so indiscreet. Then march around like a soldier in defeat. I've clobbered mountains with my fingertips while you're alone on top of kissing lips. Well, I clobbered like you clobber me. If our eyes would meet, my heart would skip the beat. Skip a beat. Skip a beat. Skip. Skip a beat. Well, I kill my time with films of blood and scores of little girls that grow up to be more. While you're alone on top of kissing lips. Well, I clobbered you like you clobbered me. When our eyes would meet, my heart would skip the beat. Well, I clobber you like you clobber me. I clobber you like you clobber. You clobber me. Clobber me. You clobbered me. You clobbered me.
Thank you. One final number before we leave. This is a song called Tangerine. Again, try to picture it electric, because we don't really use too many acoustics on our new records.
Breaks from the coffee, I drop my newspaper down. Let my eyeballs read about some other town. Blueberry flew and
last night. But when you shoot your mouth off, expect to pay the price. She's a tangerine, make that corner seem so late. It's just a little hard you to say how much I like you, cause I've been sent away. Tar paper skin and visible beating heart. The words on the paper sure gave me a start. Your huckleberry flew and one plus one is you. If I can't be me, well, I might as well be with you. She's a tangerine, make California need something. She'd be crying eyes out, sister, dry your eyes out. When the day came to end, you bounce right back again. Watching even new shows, LA blues again. The California sunshine sure gives me a sweat. The tangerine nectar's taste I won't forget. She's a tangerine, man.
Dit was nog Tangerine, Bill en Chris of twee derde van Buffalo Tom. Vanaf 10 juli ligt de nieuwe cd Sleepy Eyed in de winkel.